wait a minute, wait a turn, minute. On the radio. Turn on the radio. My homie got a new show and it's time to play it, though. To play it, I hope though, you right. Got in tune. Got he in talking tune. Bigger business. Talking bigger he make business. A lot of moves. Lot of we moves. Talking Scott Catoon. I'm saying, wait a minute, wait turn, a minute. On turn on the radio. My homie got a new show and it's time to play it.
Welcome to the Startup Showcase. I'm your host, Scott Catoon, and you are listening to the Startup Showcase on WGN Radio, where Chicago's top tech founders and entrepreneurs come to share their stories. Sitting next to me is my good friend and partner at KDW, Kelly Dry Warren Law Firm, Matthew Zatter.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing? And also, we should mention, we've got another guy here, Warren Luzatter, the son.
Can you say hello, Warren?
Bye-bye.
Oh, he's already signing off.
He's already signing off.
He is.
Well, what are you going to do? At any rate, we thought it'd be kind of fun. I've done this a few times now, so you're maybe the third person that's done the host on the entire kind of show. So what we're going to do in today's show, it's going to be, I think it'll be fun. We're going to have you hang out the whole show if you're willing to stick it out with us, and talk a lot about sort of tech, about some of the things in the news. I think like Donald Trump is obviously a pretty big topic that people are talking about, but there's a serious tech impact, or maybe the tech is impacting us. I'm not sure which is the starter there. And then we're going to have some guests call in, one from CrowdSpring, which is a Chicago-based company where you can get access to web design, branding, apps, things like that, all by using crowdsourcing, who just inked a major deal with Alibaba. So we got kind of an international ties coming to Chicago. And then last week we talked a lot about equity crowdfunding with Republic. We introduced one of the companies. I want to keep bringing equity crowdfunding companies onto the show so that you guys in the audience can not only learn about it and maybe invest in small doses so that you can figure out like what this startup world is all about. But also it's just a really great way to introduce you to companies you may not know. So Jetpack is going to call in and they're currently running a campaign at the end. So what you're going to get is me and Matt talking to these people and sort of trying to make sense of all of the madness that is tech and all the madness that is this country. Matt, right off the bat, I guess the first thing I'd like to, you know, mention is that you're not new to radio.
No, I'm not. Back a long time ago, I got
not
my
that long.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we had a high school station that I started out on, and it was the WHJE down in Carmel, Indiana.
Nice.
We specialized on the college sports discussions, high school sports discussions, and basically spent a lot of our time DJing, trying to get off the playlist and play Fish Bouncing Around the Room and Les Three Dog Night.
And how did you find yourself as a lawyer? how does that I can just like dovetails right into it?
Right. I like talking. I think that's
that is actually a pretty important piece to this.
Right. So if you look at radio, and growing up, my heroes were Bob and Tom, which are on Q95. We're on Q95 down in Indianapolis. Syndicated nationwide, and guys, you know, Radio Hall of Fame now.
Warren's going to be a mathematician, by the way, as you can, people here can hear him chatting. He's going through counting backwards on his numbers, which is a good start.
He's 5, by the way, not 15. So, well, you know, those out you in radio land thinking that
for the ladies who are swiping through Tinder to find Warren right now, you're just going to have to wait. He's a little bit underage at the moment.
Exactly. So, so I listened to a lot of Bob and Tom growing up, and I said, you know, look, I think I wanted a career in communications. And studied journalism at IU, and you know, looking around at the profession, I said, look, you know, maybe I can do some stuff that's really gonna, you know, help people, touch a lot of people, and that's how I ended up in the legal profession. So, you know, working with companies like Technori and you, and you know, a few startups here around town, it keeps me, you know, on the cutting edge of technology, and bring some interesting stuff into my office across my desk.
I was just going to say, like, that's got to be the biggest piece for me. Like, we talked about this the other day. I wanted to be a lawyer. I watched A Few Good Men a whole bunch of times. I watched The Devil's Advocate. So obviously that means I should be a lawyer because I'm thundering away in the courtroom. And then I went and, like, talked to lawyers. I was like, maybe not, you know? But, like, you landed in a spot where, or created a spot for yourself, where you get to work with so many companies on so many crazy things that I don't, like, I feel like you're not a good representation of the average lawyer, like of their lifestyle.
Well, I'm not going to comment on other lawyers here, but
well,
I will say,
wouldn't
this,
want to do that.
That you need, you know, I think one of the things that's important in my profession is making sure that you're staying current on topics and keeping yourself interesting. So push your boundaries a little bit.
Yeah.
Go to conferences you otherwise wouldn't go to. I mean, ABA conferences, American Bar Association conferences are great, but expand out a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's probably good. I would say that's good advice for any job. I feel like that's one of the, we are as stagnant as we want to be. I feel like all the people who decide that they just want to kind of hang back at their, in their office and just be like, bleh, my life sucks. Like that, like you choose that. You don't, I mean, there are of course extenuating circumstances. It's not to say that everyone has the ability and freedoms to do what they want, but to a larger extent, I do think you like choose that. Like you could always go and schedule a conference out in New York and see a new thing and learn new things, bring like broaden your horizons, as they say.
Well, we spoke earlier this week, maybe about my conference that I attended in Berlin in June. And it was a startup focused conference for the Payment Innovations Alliance, which is part of NACHA, which is the National ACH Association, which
I just assume the audience knows NACHA. Right. Who doesn't?
Which is, you know, you would not think that ACH could be sexy, but it is. Yeah. I mean, it is.
It is actually a very hot topic, and it's something that's hopefully coming back to Chicago because there's an area of expertise kind of coming out of this space here in Chicago.
Exactly. And it is, you know, they've moved over to same day payments. There's a lot of discussion about that, you know, how the payment ecosystem is changing, you know, as companies look for faster, cheaper ways to move money.
Yep.
And as it's integrated into, you know, things like Facebook that they're using every day.
Yeah, no, for sure. And speaking of which, and then we got to take our break and hit up the feed. But before that, not that I want to gloss over this, but in all reality, the way that Donald Trump has sort of thrown a lightning rod through all of media, it's kind of indicative of like what's going on when you were talking about communication changing in Facebook. We did a story on this on the feed, and you're going to hear a little bit more about it in a second when Sean Frelick joins us for the feed. But $2 billion is the amount of value that Donald Trump has added to just Twitter. $2 billion. They're up 12% this month, a year from today.
Whether, you know, you consider him an, you know, entertaining or still at heart an entertainer, that's what it is.
I have to consider him an entertainer at heart because otherwise I don't think I could live with like what's going on. I just have to sit there and assume it's entertainment.
Yeah. So he's putting out new material daily. It's unscripted.
35,000 tweets.
Yeah. Unscripted, off the cuff, which makes it sort of exciting and, you know, a little bit of a white knuckled ride sometimes. But I think that that's where you're getting that value from. I mean, it's people
it's
are
coming from somewhere,
him, not because they're necessarily fans, but just because that is where, you know, you're seeing it there before you see it on CNN.
It is coming from somewhere. And this is, you know, and quite honestly, it impacts us. It impacts you, the audience, in a pretty immense way. I mean, that's why you're seeing what you're seeing in the feed every day, because how can Twitter not react? They were having a very hard time, and now all of a sudden they're up 12%, and Donald Trump is a part of it. Like, you can't, you know, I'm sure that they're, you know, fairly liberal company. I'm sure that they don't love it, but at the same time, they have to love it.
It's their business.
It's their quite. Sadly, we've come to our final segment of this awesome show, but it is gorgeous out, and you guys are all probably running around the Aaron Water Show. Actually, you don't even have to go. You can just stand out in Michigan Avenue and look up. It's been pretty cool. Also been very cool is having my friend Matt Lizetter joining us the entire show.
Thanks for having me here, Scott.
This is great. So I want to kind of fill up, you know, the knowledge trough and things with you on like what we've heard today, particularly the jetpack thing and some of the ideas that she has thrown out with the low tech stuff. But also I want all of you to contribute to the show. So please hit us up on Facebook and Twitter at Technori. Hit me up or DM me directly at Katoon on Twitter or Facebook. And you can, of course, dial WGN the old-fashioned way, 312-981-7200. Matt, so she mentioned at the end they had the app, they were going to get jumping, and you would think that an app makes it faster.
But it doesn't.
But it doesn't.
You have to download, sign up, put in your information.
Yeah, and that even includes the plugin that enables you to sign up through Facebook, right? I mean, you don't even have to do that anymore, but yet I still have to go and download, and that's real estate on my phone, which is valuable. So the fact that they've gone straight to text it's kind of interesting, but like genius.
SMS. I mean, they're going back to when you were talking about mobile payments 10 years ago. I mean, that's what they were doing in you know, pioneering it in Africa.
And they're doing it now. Chase has just announced that I can pay you via, I don't know if it's linked to Apple Pay or I'm sure it's Android and Apple friendly, but I can actually text you money now. Not that I'm going to. I should.
You could.
I think I actually am supposed to, but but the bottom line is that we've gone, they've got the most, Chase has the most downloaded app in the world. That's a statistical fact, which is kind of cool. That said, even with their app, where you can go into the app and quick pay people, they decided let's just text it because it's just faster.
And, you know, sometimes going with a low tech solution where you don't have to wait, you know, there's no latency there. You can get it there fast. Is the best solution to
see. Oh, for sure. And you will definitely relate to this. And I think everyone listening is going to relate to this. I mean, think of that moment when your boss comes in and says, we've got this new software, hardware, solution, Oracle, something that we're going to put in. And you're just like, ugh, dreading it. Because you know, it's just like you're over-teched.
Oh, I've got a new document management system at work that still like, you know, trying to navigate. It's getting better, but I mean, you get used to your old system, right?
Yeah.
Is that an excuse not to change? No. But as you're thinking about developing the new system, you know, this is what Apple does really well, right?
Yep.
Making it simple, making it easy for people.
Yeah, I agree. And for me, and you know, not just for me, I mean, you're a very busy person as well. And a lot of the listeners out there who are entrepreneurs, not that only entrepreneurs are busy, but it's just, they tend to have less of a team. So they have to kind of rely on themselves a lot because they don't have the funds or whatever, wear a lot of hats. Speed and efficiency is like number one for me. Like I will do anything to chase down efficiency. And it's funny that we have learned with Technori as we start to spin out our new model and we start really ramping things up here, that we ourselves have gone back to the newsletter. And while we will have an app and all that, and I think it's cool, it's about getting things to people fast. And we have so much clutter on our desktops and on our phones now that you have to actually go backwards a couple of years to get to people, because otherwise you'd be running around in circles.
Right. I mean, we started out the show talking about, you know, my experience, you know, early with yeah. radio. So one of the best places to get the news was the AP news feed.
And to me, more than ever, only because of what we also talked about, which is the Trump stuff on Twitter. It is still, to me, the best way to get my news because, in fact, that's the very first thing that every time I open a new Twitter account, which I don't even want to get into why I have many of them, but the first thing is AP. Mm-hmm. Because it gets rid of the bias for the most part. And it's a little slanted sometimes, but it's pretty much straight.
Yeah. Give it to me straight.
Yep.
I don't want to have to dig through stuff, click yep. through ads. I will move off a news site if it's got some latency there.
And so with that said, we're running out of time, but I want to give a little tip for people because I stumbled upon this a little while ago. Actually, I was on a judging panel for community startups who we had on the show, Beth Bond. And we had a couple of kids who came on and pitched their companies and some CPS students who created some incredible stuff. So if you go to my Twitter, at Technori, you go to at Katoon, you can actually watch it or at Community Startups. I think they have it there as well. But I was sitting there with Jimmy Odom, who is the head of Chicago Next, and he works for World Business Chicago, former founder of We Deliver, and Lakshmi from 1871. And we're talking about all these different efficiency things. And I had this secret weapon. There's a new desktop app that goes on your email called Superhuman. And it's created by the same guys who created one of the most downloaded Gmail apps of all time that was bought by LinkedIn. And essentially, it reimagined the way email works. The biggest problem is everyone gets these crazy, stupid apps for their email, mm-hmm. and it just makes it like harder. It makes it worse. There's more little things like sprinkling in because they are not reimagining email. They're just like adding like Band-Aids to it. What Superhuman is doing is making it where literally if I could go 12 years to now and reinvent Gmail as if it never existed, what would it look like? And that's it is. I recommend, and it's not for everybody because it's like mainlining email. Like it's legit. It's like sprinkling crack on email. But I recommend checking it out. I downloaded it and put it on mine and I don't even know how to function now. Like I get an email out. Literally, I think they said they want you to do it like every 100 milliseconds or something. You're able to make a decision. You can link up with everybody. Check it out. It's really cool. I recommend you do because I know you've got a ton of stuff.
And what's the main feature you like about it?
The main feature I like about it is every single email that comes through, it's linked to that. It will immediately link out to the person's social media channels. So I can actually know like, who is this person? Or do I know them? Or are we connected already? Like how, like whatever. And if you're a person like me or you who goes to a lot of stuff, it's hard to remember who this version of John is.
That sounds amazing.
It's awesome. And just in general, it's just very, like, very streamlined. Like, the speed, first off, so you have to have incredibly, like, if you have high-speed internet and you've got, you know, a really good browser, which for those of you out there who are maybe non-technical, the browser does actually matter. This is designed for Gmail and for Chrome. So that's obviously the kind of a prerequisite. But it's just, I just gush over it, I guess.
It sounds great, and I can imagine one of the most useful things is having that picture of the person there.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I mean, look, I grew up in a class of like six Matts in my in my elementary school class. Somebody's like, hey, this is Matt.
We have five Matts on our team.
And it's like Matt at, and then a company name, which is sometimes not the company name that I know them, you know, working for. Who is this person? Yeah.
So. Yeah, no, for sure. And here's the other cool part with it that I think you'll find useful is when it comes in, I have a little bit of a challenge sometimes as to like knowing how important this is. Not that a person or an email isn't important, although the CEO of Deloitte mentioned that you should prioritize people, not tasks, which is kind of interesting. But at any rate, little sidebar. What I like is when an email pops up, I can make a determination whether I want to schedule the response later and instantly click. Like it's not, it's all in front of you. Instantly click like 2 weeks, 1 week, an hour, today, forget it, whatever. And so I think if you're a person trying to find a way to actually use high tech to get low tech, if that makes sense.
Yeah, a little bit of desktop triage.
Yeah, I think that's actually what they call it. I think it's actually called like on the article when you, if you go to the website, I think it actually calls it desktop triage.
Wow.
You're a smart guy. You crowdsource. You should go to CrowdSpring and sell that idea. Matt, it has been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. Hopefully you will join us again.
For sure.
Absolutely cool. Well, I must recommend everyone to go to events.technori.com/gogo and come to this month's event with Gogo Air. It is going to be unreal talking about connectivity. That has been the end of our show, and soon here we'll be chatting with Dane Neal. I'm Scott Catoon. This is WGN Radio.